Hey, this is Adam Richman from Food Network UK, and you are feasting your ears on the Hotspur podcast. Come on, you Spurs.
Welcome to a brand new Hotspurs podcast. It is Thursday, the 31st of March, 2016. I am Steve. We've got Colin in Northern Ireland. How are you doing, Cole?
Yeah, I'm doing good, Beth.
Long time no speak.
Yeah, I know. all my fault. I'll put it out there. Steve's been trying to get me to do these shows for the last lot of weeks, but as he knows and some of you know, I've had a few issues. Both kids not too good. Well, eldest daughter ended up in hospital for three or four nights and a bit of a scare with her. Touch wood, now she's all okay. Son thought he broke his arm after playing football. Up and down to the hospital three or four times, cast on, cast off. Thankfully it wasn't broke and everything's okay. So that's really what's been going on, Steve, on my end of things. So apologies to the listeners if they were missing us.
That modelling job you had in Milan, you had to do that?
Yeah, that's right, you know, for all the fat boys.
No, good. Everything's all right with me. Anyway, let's push on. Okay. Right, slightly different show tonight. Obviously, we've had the Inter lull. We haven't spoken about six or seven games because of various things with Carl and what have you. It's not a problem. We don't want to rehash on it all. Just to say that things are going pretty well. I do remember saying to you, Cole, when we were talking about titles, that I just said, look, you know, let's forget about it. Let's just concentrate on finishing top four. And if we finish above Arsenal, I'd be absolutely delighted. Now things have moved a little bit different because we are looking good. And are Leicester going to slip up? They don't look like they are, but you know, football's Man United have a little slip, you know, when they're looking to be flying. So Leicester surely will have a little slip. The only trouble is, Cole, we've got Liverpool away and they've got Southampton at home. Come Sunday evening, going on statistics and data and all the rest of it, Leicester could be out of sight by Sunday night and that could be, you know, sweet dreams.
Yeah, true. But as you say, you know, we've been on a fantastic run. What, seven games to go now, I think. And you know, the pressure's on Leicester, in my opinion. You know, everybody seems to think that it's theirs. It's theirs for taking. I believe that they will have a slight slip. I actually think Southampton is one of their toughest games that they're going to have. Southampton have been in great form. I think their last game, they beat Liverpool. I know they were 2-0 down, but Southampton are on a great run. They're actually still pushing for top four, possibly themselves. You know, so they've still a lot to play for. Leicester the following week have got to go away to Sunderland, who are absolutely fighting for their lives. You know, obviously we've got United. I said to someone the other day, and we'll chat about Liverpool later on in the show, but I believe these next two games are massive for both teams. And I do think if we beat Liverpool, beat United, and Leicester have a slip-up, I think it's ours for the taking. I really do. That's how important I think the next two games are. The other thing as well, which I've said to loads of people, I believe Arsenal will win every game from now to the end of the season.
Mm.
They seem to have had a wee bit of form there again, and I can't see them losing a match. Really can't, you know. So, because obviously they've West Ham, which is going to be a tough game. They've Man City as well to play. They're sort of on paper their two hardest games. Yeah. Man City seem to have dropped off, but look, City need to get that Champions League place as well for Mr. Pep coming in. So look, it's interesting. It really is. And look, Ada broke your arm. No pun intended after what I said earlier on. To be in this position. Because I think if we went back to our first show, Steve, I think that both of us, our predictions were possibly 6th, 7th. I think that's where I'm with that hope of challenging for the top four come this time of the season. And look, things are great and the players are flying. You know, if you look at England the other night, I think we were all, whether you're an England fan or not, we were all praying, let these boys come back. Please don't get injured. And I sat and watched that Germany game. I thought England were very, very good, by the way.
Well, it was better than no injuries, because the four Spurs players were outstanding.
Yeah, played great,
and they made the rest of them look absolutely awful. You know, every time they passed it to Welbeck or to Jordan Henderson or whatever, they gave it away. Then we'd win it back. Dyer would win it back again. Give it to Ali. He'd do a great little trick or whatever. And the only thing I, you know, people saying lots of things, different things. The one thing that I tweeted out it was that when Ali missed that chance, you know, he's there lying on the ground with his head in his hands. You know, this is a friendly at the end of the day. And that is how much he cares. That is the mark of a top footballer who wants to win. You know, and you get these kids like Theo Walcott, who if it's an FA Cup final and they miss an easy chance, oh, not to worry. Just jog back to the halfway line. Doesn't really matter, you know. And you see it when you're an England fan, you watch this every single time there's a tournament or whatever. You know, these guys just don't care. They've got their Ferraris, they've got their mansions, they've got their, you know, girlfriends that they wouldn't get in a month of Sundays. And, you know, they come back from these tournaments and they get a brand new contract. You know, people like John Terry and people you absolutely hate. But now we've got a team we can like, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
And if you're not a Spurs fan, if you turn around and say, well, I don't like Harry Kane, well, there's something wrong with you, because what a nice guy.
Yeah. And I think as well, you know, the point was proved on, was it, when did Juice play? Tuesday night, was it Holland? Or Tuesday night.
Yeah.
You know, it was hard to watch. Very, very hard to watch. And, you know, you could see the difference. And look, obviously I'm a Northern Ireland fan. The Green and White Army are going to France this year. So, you know, all my eggs are in that basket.
Yeah.
So they are. But obviously I love England as well. I support England, especially with the Spurs boys in it. So, but look, we won't go off the beaten track. But what I was saying was, you know, those guys went out. Well, pray they come back. No injuries. We've had that. But they're on good form. You know, and these guys have to be, you know, busting to get back into it. And a lot of good reports on social media today that I think Toby seems to be 100%.
Yeah.
You know, Pochettino's come out and said that he's fine. You know, he's going to be fine for Saturday.
Yeah.
And I think everything's looking good for us,
hopefully,
you know.
Hopefully Dembele is shaking off that knock.
Yeah, he seems to be trained today as well. Yeah. So
I know Lamella didn't play in the first game, but did he play?
I think he did, but I think he's come back, and I know that he trained today as well. Yeah. So
okay.
I think everything's looking 100% for the squad.
Okay.
You know, getting into the game, so which is great.
We'll see how
we'll chat about Liverpool at the end.
Yeah. What I was gonna do, because we've had the interlull, we've got something I saw on Twitter, I think it was. And it was guys from Cartilage Free Captain, one of the American podcasts, who had tweeted out a list of all the different subjects, and there's like 100 of them.
And right.
What might be interesting is if we just breeze through these really, really quickly, giving a yes or no opinion, maybe one sentence about each one, and see how we get on.
Well, need to be if there's 100.
Well, no, just before we started recording, listeners, I did ask Colin about this, and he like shrugged his shoulders and rolled his eyes and said, God, that sounds a bit boring to me. So we'll see how we get on. I thought it was a good idea. Sounds like a good idea at the time, to me anyway.
It's a Steve idea.
Yeah,
Steve
if you don't like it, no problem. Go and listen to the other podcasts, which don't really talk about football anymore, if you listen to them. It's interesting. Right, anyway, here we go. Number one, hashtag we need a striker.
Yeah, we do. I believe we do. It's how many years have we said it for?
Yeah.
So, yes, we need a striker.
I thought we'd be all right at Christmas, because I thought Chadley was playing well and Sam was playing well. But since then, Chadley's gone back to being, you know, anonymous Chadley. And Sam's just looked dreadful, really. His touch has not been good at all. So, you know, praying that those guys get back into form. But, at the current standing, we need a striker. Eric Lamella can't play the English game, Carl.
I think he's proved that he can this season.
Yeah.
So I've got no doubts on Lamella. Look, he works so hard for the team. So he's fine.
Yeah. To the people that don't watch Eric Lamella, they'd say, you know, oh, what a show pony, isn't he? Isn't he a show pony? And he's there anything but, isn't he? In fact, I'd like to see a few more tricks. But he's more of a sort of a Scott Parker. Getting stuck in, you know, getting himself booked every game. So, yeah, I think he's been terrific. Well done, Eric Lamella. And he did you see he favourited a tweet I sent to him? Yes.
No.
Yes.
Very good.
Leandro Damião is the one.
that's a flashback. No. No, I don't even know where he is now.
Eighth is better than seventh because Europa League is bad.
Oh, that's one for you, Steve.
Well,
I agree.
It's funny enough that tonight, yeah, you agree. Tonight, Sam was watching. My boy was watching the season where we got in to the Champions League, and obviously that was the season after Harry had come in when we were second spot. So obviously we didn't have Europa, and there you go. The only season we've ever qualified for the Champions League is the one season where we didn't have Europa. And I believe I might be wrong on this. I've said this before. I might be wrong, but I think the other time we finished fourth was that season when Harry Redknapp played all the kids. So again,
went out early.
But anyway, you'll
be in trouble with Jason.
Who cares about statistics and facts? Right, here we go. Spursy. What do you think on the word Spursy?
Hear it.
Yeah, I don't.
Hear it.
I don't hate it, but I don't really use it.
Yeah, well, it annoys me now. I wouldn't really use it, but it's just starting to annoy me. I need to get away from that.
I think I say, Carl, that's just like Spurs, isn't it? I don't say that's Spursy.
Typical Spurs, I would use it.
Typical Spurs. Bring back the old Chirpy. You obviously don't like the Chirpy with the big boobs.
Yes. Get him back.
See, now my boy goes, what man dresses up as Chirpy? And I said, well, have you looked closely? I don't think it's a man. But there you go.
I haven't looked that close now, Steve, so... I'll have a good look.
Have a good look. play with two strikers up top.
Yeah, well, look, I think the way formations are nowadays, it's very, very rare. But I remember those days that we were crying out for, let's just go 4-4-2, let's just go on attack. But I think, you know, Pochettino's style isn't to do that. And the way they're playing. But the difference, I think, now is they've got the players. They've got the players to play these formations, so... No, I'm not that worried about two up front anymore.
Yeah, I think you play that lone striker, but then you've got three in behind, haven't you? So it's almost like you're playing four up top.
Because you've
got the two defensive midfielders. So we're playing plenty of attacking stuff. Ryan Mason is good/bad, good or bad?
Oh, Ryan, no, good.
Yeah, I think he's great.
Yeah.
Joe Lewis should spend more money.
Yes, agree.
He spends a lot of money, though.
I know he does. Get your checkbook out, son.
All right. We should have kept Rafa van der Vaart.
Yeah, at that time, yeah.
Gave away a penalty first game of the season against Newcastle.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, we should have kept him for a bit longer.
Should have kept Sylvia van der Vaart, that's what I think.
Yeah, I know.
Ledley King would have been the GOAT if not for Delap. I don't get that.
No, don't get that one.
No,
nope. Move on.
David Bentley was actually good.
Before he came to Spurs, he was.
Now I think he was a terrible signing at the time when we signed him. Because do you know the difference between signing a Gallas or an Adebayor? Is the fact that Adebayor wanted to leave Arsenal, and Gallas left Arsenal in a swap deal, didn't he? And, you know, good players, subsequently, at the time. You know what I mean? David Bentley was an Arsenal reject. You know, I know he went to Blackburn and he did all right. But, you know, just look at the guy. Attitude problem.
I know, but if I'm right, Steve, I remember when that happened, I remember being delighted.
Was you?
Because he had a great season, you know, in the run-up to then. And at that stage, people thought he was the new Beckham.
Well,
and, you know, the majority of us thought he was going to come in and, you know, with his service into the box for us and his free kicks, but never worked out for the guy.
It's a shame. He did actually play really well, didn't he? Stepped up in the last few games of the season to get us into Champions League because Lennon played the majority of games. Then Lennon got injured and it was like Palacios was banned, wasn't he? So Huddleston came in and was brilliant. Played the best games of his life. And I think Bentley did the same. And then Bentley poured a load of water over Harry Redknapp and never played again.
True. But he'll always be remembered for that wonder goal at the Emirates, won't he?
What a goal.
What a goal.
So I don't think he was actually good. Colin thinks he was great. Right. Christian Eriksen doesn't score enough goals.
Correct. Agree.
I'd say Christian Eriksen is the worst corner taker. In terms of skill, in terms of his talent, the ratio of talent to corner taking skills is the probably the worst corner taker in the world.
Yeah,
in terms
I would agree.
Of ratio of skill and his actual corners.
Yeah, I would agree. But no, he should. I think only for Harry Kane, he would probably take the penalties. So he probably would have more goals. So, but no, I think he's got more in his locker to score. Yeah. He should be at least a 15 goal a season, man.
And I think in the last couple of games, he's come on again.
Yeah, oh,
he
has.
Really, he's really dipped and risen, but the last couple of games, he looks good. Is fourth place better than a trophy?
No, not for us. I don't think, you know.
I think it depends on what season, Cole. I think like this season. Yeah, we the way it's going, you know, we'd have said, you know, fourth place. But then again, at the start of the season, I wanted the League Cup because I wanted a trophy.
Yeah. Well, you're right in what you're saying, because really, I don't think the two of us believed at the start of the season we would get in the top four.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're right. The trophy was more important. But look, we want to win trophies. Well, yeah. As you always say, you want to go to Wembley. But, you know, the problem with today's football is it's so much of a business as well. And for the likes of us with our new stadium coming, top four probably is really, really important.
Yeah.
You know, so it's always a tricky one to answer. You'll never get that.
I'm going trophy.
Yeah, I'll go trophy as well.
But how about this then? Is second place better than the trophy? Considering we're going to fit, would you have taken second over, say, a League Cup win? And finish, you know, fifth or whatever.
Yeah, I think I would have.
Yeah,
it's funny that, isn't it? I know it's
fifth in League Cup rather than second, and no trip to Wembley.
Yeah, I think the excitement of being in this title run is just, I'm loving it, Steve.
So better, yeah.
Yeah,
I think you're probably right. Yeah. I think second is fantastic. You know, you win more games, don't you? So you're not waiting around for the cup games. All right.
Yeah, I think just being in this position and the excitement of it and also the nerve-wracking end of it, you know, is something it's we all exciting. Didn't expect to be in. So
hey, is this all right, what we're doing? Is this all right? Should we carry on?
Yeah, it's okay. As long as many more to go, 83.
Right. We've got loads more to go. Play the kids in Europa? Say we get Europa. Say we're in the Champions League next season. And then we do all right, but we drop down to Europa. So what would you do? Mm-hmm. But we're challenging.
I play the kids.
Yeah,
play the kids.
Get back. Yeah. Yeah, it's rubbish. Right, Andros Townsend is good / bad.
He's bad. He's bad now.
I think he's looked good when I've seen him for the Newcastle.
No, I don't think
he's the only player that looks half decent for him.
Yeah, but he hasn't done anything. He's done the usual.
They're rubbish.
He looks the part, but he's no end product to him.
Like him. Tottenham break good players.
No, I wouldn't agree with that.
They did in the 90s, didn't they?
They did. They sell their good players. That's what they used to do.
Yeah.
You know.
I think we did. I think we sold a lot of good players in the sort of the 2000s, but in the 90s we bought a lot of very, very good players. I'm thinking players like Iverson, just. Got injured the whole time.
I know.
I hate Chelsea or West Ham more than Arsenal. That's a good one.
No, I just hate Arsenal.
Yeah, me too.
So do. Yeah, I'd always pick Arsenal.
Yeah. Start Danny Rose at left back.
Yeah.
Start Kyle Walker at right back.
Yes.
Start Kieran Trippier at right back.
Nope.
Start Ben Davis at left back.
Nope.
Was AVB actually good?
Yes.
At least.
Hang on, why am I answering all these? I'm going to be the one.
Because I agree with you. I agree with you. I thought AVB was boring. At least Jamie O'Hara played for the shirt. And then he got himself a model girlfriend. Who very good looking, actually, that Danielle Lloyd.
A lot of boyfriends.
He got himself the. Oh, have you seen this Dele Alli's going out with that Fern from The Only Way Is Essex?
No, I haven't.
Not good. She's
right.
Nice girl, but I'm not sure about all this dating. She's not exactly a model, but anyway. Emmanuel Adebayor was misunderstood.
Yes, he was. I like Daddy Bajor.
Fancy having a condition called juju when you play for Spurs.
Oh no!
I blame it on the juju. Wait there, what did you say? We need more width in the side.
Not anymore. I think we're fine the way we are.
Okay. If Kevin Prince-Boateng got a chance, yeah. Funnily enough, again watching that DVD, he scored for Portsmouth, a brilliant goal against Spurs. Do you remember that or not really?
Yeah, I do. I
whacked
do.
It actually, in. And then he went to. He played a brilliant World Cup, didn't he? And then he went to AC Milan.
Yeah, and he was brilliant for about a year.
Yeah.
Unreal, unreal. Forgot all about him.
Tom Huddleston would destroy Serie A.
Very good, actually. He probably would be very good out there.
Or La Liga. Possibly.
Yeah, could be his place.
What's another good one? Jermaine Jenas was actually good.
He wasn't bad.
He's got an amazing highlight reel. It was like a best of Jermaine Jenas.
Yeah, but all against Arsenal.
Yeah.
And hear what? One thing I will say, I think he's brilliant on match of day.
Yeah, he's intelligent, isn't he?
I think he's really good. And you know what? Did you see the clip of him when the Arsenal game was on with Emmanuel Petit from Arsenal? Have you seen it?
Maybe.
They're in like the match of the day studio.
Yeah.
When the Arsenal Spurs game's on. And you see, obviously, Arsenal taking the lead and Petit's up going mad.
Oh, I haven't seen that, no.
But you have to look it up, and anybody that hasn't. Then you see when Spurs equalise, Genus goes mad.
Oh, really?
But when Harry Kane scores, Emmanuel Petit's actually must be out at the toilet. And when he comes back in, Genus jumps out of his chair and he's nearly in his face and he's giving it everything. It's something like, you know, we would do if you had an Arsenal mate, you know, you could just imagine sitting on your sofa. And he goes out and Petit's raging. But then when Arsenal equalise, you can just see Genus's face. He's absolutely got it. So really worth seeing, yeah.
Don't care if we lose as long as we play good football.
Look, it's something we've always, you know, we want to be entertained.
Yeah.
I've been to plenty of games at White Hart Lane and we've come out maybe winning 1-0 or 2-1 and I haven't really enjoyed it.
Yeah. What about that Crystal Palace game? It was awful, wasn't it? We won 2-0 and it was the worst game of football.
Yeah, it was shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking. That was one that they missed the penalty.
Will Arsenal implode when Wenger goes?
Nope.
I think they probably will.
I don't think so.
I think they will.
I think they'll spend a lot of money.
Wouldn't be the worst thing if we signed Walcott. Yes, it would. We forgot the meaning of the FA Cup.
Yeah, I think everybody has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Modric didn't score enough.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Do you remember we was the only podcast that used to say, actually, what does Modric do? Weren't we? And now he's gone and everyone goes, oh, Modric was fantastic. Actually, okay.
He was frustrating for us.
Yeah. Nasser Chadli is good / bad.
He's good. I like him.
I like him. We should have kept Sigurdsson.
At the time, yes. I probably should have.
Okay. Gomez is our best keeper.
Nope.
Selling Stephen Corker was a mistake.
Nope.
The Olympic
at the time, yes, we probably thought it.
The Olympic Stadium would have been good to move into because it would have screwed up West Ham.
No.
Carl Walker, good for me though, because it's only half an hour up the road.
Yeah.
Carl Walker is very bad.
Nope.
Yeah, he has his moments, but he's been fantastic the last few games.
Yeah, you're not a lover of him.
I don't like it. What was it? The Crystal Palace game, I think it was. So not too far back. You know, the FA Cup Crystal Palace game. He was trying to do skills with Bolasie in the last 5 minutes. Like, outskill him. You're thinking, what are you doing? You know, we're losing this game. Stop, you know, brain farts, I believe they call it. We didn't deserve Gareth Bale.
Of course we did.
What a load of rubbish. Tim Sherwood spoke some truth.
He did sometimes,
Too right, he did.
Yeah.
If Giovanni Dos Santos just got a chance.
That's like Boateng, yes. What a player. Where's he now, in the Chinese league?
No, he's in America, isn't he, playing with Robbie Keane and the rest of them.
Is he?
Yeah.
My goodness.
Robbie Cidardo needed more time.
Nope.
He was terrible, I think.
He was given plenty of time.
God, dear. Me and Andrew Spiriadors went to watch Spurs versus West Ham, the last game of the season. when Adebayor and Paulinho, when the ball go through the wall.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, not the last game of the season, but one of the last games. And then Soldado, I think, came on in the second half, and he had a chance to get us back in the game. Oh, it was one of the worst shots I've ever seen. And the guy just looked like, you know, we were talking about Dele Alli was used to go, oh, you know, it was like really upset, distraught when he missed that chance. Soldado couldn't give a monkey's. Just strolled back to the halfway line. No, it doesn't really matter. So, no. Spurs just need more grit and heart to succeed.
Well,
certainly previously.
Yeah, previously, definitely. All changed days now.
Yeah. Christian Eriksen doesn't... Oh, no, have I done that?
Yeah,
done that. Okay. Daniel Levy is only in it for profit.
Levy's had a lot of grief over the past few years, and I've given it as well. You know, but look, he's not just in it for profit as well. I don't think so. You know, the big money men are above him. You know, and I think he's always tried to do what's right for the club. But I think those statements were coming out when we were very frustrated that money wasn't being spent on the strikers.
Yeah.
You know, I think that was probably around the time when we thought we were getting, what did you call him? Remember the midfielder? Montinho?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we all sort of cracked up there and said, right, let's just forget about it. So
yeah.
I think that's what that was from, you know. But
yeah, but here's a clue. The more successful you are as a football club, the more money you get. So
yeah.
Get our business done before deadline day.
Definitely.
Milton Keynes or Wembley?
Wembley.
Ticket prices are too high.
Yes.
We could have kept Michael Carrick.
I wish we had it.
There
but
used
we couldn't
to be,
have kept him.
There used to be a football club here. we'll move on. What else we got? We shouldn't have fired Martin Jol.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad at the time.
Yeah.
I like Martin Jol.
I like it. I like it. I really like him. But we were losing a lot of games, weren't we?
Yeah, true. Where did these guys get all these questions from?
I don't know.
It's something they've just thought up. It's good. You know, it's...
I told you it would be good.
Yeah, but right, 2 more minutes and that's it. We'll
if
move
I
on.
Were Hugo, I'd leave.
No.
What if Real Madrid come in for him?
He's not leaving.
He's off skis. Gareth Bale will come back someday.
Hope so.
The new stadium is terrible unless it has a cop end, which I think it will have. Looking forward to the new stadium, Cole?
Yeah, can't wait.
End the Madrid partnership.
Definitely. What partnership?
Pre-season tours of America are bad.
Yeah, well, we also thought of, but when you're with Under Armour and you're trying to get the name out there.
I think
but,
we might, can't we, next season?
Arba? Definitely. So. Right, well, that's good. I like Nike stuff as long as Arsenal don't have it. I'll start to like it. But yeah. I say for all our American listeners, you know, they definitely love the US tours. So
yeah,
it's good for them to see the team yeah. in the flesh.
What else we got? I think that's... Oh, we've got a couple more. The NFL, we shouldn't share a stadium with an NFL side.
Agree, yeah. But it's going to happen.
It's going to happen, but, I mean...
It'll only be once every
presumably
so often.
We're going to get 300 million quid.
Yeah.
Just so they can play there 6 times a year, and the pitch will be different, and that...
Yeah.
No problem, right?
Yeah. Get our money, and we'll sign some players with it, so happy
hashtag
days.
Hashtag against modern football.
Yeah, well, look, we could see where it's all coming from. You know, the pricing thing is a massive thing. It's always hard, I believe, because obviously we're a London club and, you know, they categorise the games and, you know, you pay. I think the most I've ever paid was Spurs-Chelsea. And I'm going back before we even done the podcast. And I was actually in the West End. I was actually just up above where you sit, Steve.
Yeah.
And I think I paid over £80 that day or that for that game.
Yeah.
You know, and when I was actually dearer than my flight, I can remember that.
But
at
that
the time.
Was that straight from the club?
Yeah, that was me as a member.
Yeah.
You know, so that was face value. I think it was £80 or £85.
And was the
at
and
that
was
stage
the, was the stadium full?
Yeah,
that's the problem, Cole.
Yeah.
See, Aston Villa don't never sell out, do they? I mean, you envisage Aston Villa, you watch the game, you see claret and blue seats everywhere, don't you?
Yeah.
Even 5 years ago, 6 years ago, when they were doing really, really well, never filled up. And all these other sides, Middlesbrough, I remember, just red seats everywhere.
Yeah,
and
that's
Arsenal,
right.
Red seats everywhere. But Spurs is just packed to the rafters every game.
Yeah.
What can you do?
Yeah, that's it.
Lower the prices, you still won't get a seat because
same people
will buy the tickets just for less money. Difficult one.
I'll put a question to you there.
I've got one for you.
Do you think we'll fill the new stadium week in, week out?
It depends, doesn't it, on how we get up. It's definitely for the derbies. And I don't think we will for if we're in the Europas, but I think we will for the League Cups and the FA Cups.
Yeah.
You know, it's like initially we will, and if we can maintain a top four or a top six, you know. But if we start becoming mid-table, then I don't think we will. But then again, football is so popular. And, you know, like my boy, I mean, I wasn't into football when I was six, but he just knows everything about it. He's so interested in it, you know. But I can only take him, don't forget. I can't take my brother and my dad because it's four seats, and you and your boy and all that, and I've got mates who want to go. So there you go, right there. I've probably got about 10 people every game that will want to go to a game and they can't get a ticket at the moment.
So,
I think definitely we should be able to do it. And then my question about this modern football thing is the TV times. Now, people moan, don't they? They say, oh, why is there a game on at 12 and then a game on at 3 and then a game on at 6 and then the next day there's a game on at this, and then the Monday night game and then all this. I mean, Cole, people moan about it. Football should be at 3 o'clock on a Saturday. Well, I like watching football on telly and I watch all the games. So, football should be 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon and you should all go and watch your local club. But then again, you miss out on all the great football on telly. So that's one of the arguments that I just don't get, because I know that the people that are tweeting that are probably at that very moment watching a game that's on at 5:30 on a Saturday evening.
I know. Well, it is one thing that I don't complain too much about, obviously, living over here, you know, because I want to see as many games. My biggest problem, and actually it's coming up for us this season, we've been moved, I know, at least to 2 Monday night games.
Yeah.
Which is Stoke away and Chelsea away.
Yeah.
And is there another one, or is it just those two?
It's 3 in a row.
Yeah. And what is that about? I know it's about TV and it's about money, because they want to be able to show every Leicester. Like, we're going to be on live every game now to the end of the season. And Leicester. Mm. Every one of these games is going to be live. But for to move us to the Monday night,
I think that is unfair to do this.
I think it's so unfair,
three for Spurs in a row, I think that's unfair. But the general, you know, if it was my way, Cole, I'd play every single fixture apart from Premier League on a Saturday or a Sunday. So you go and watch your local side. Like, I'll go and watch Southend on a Saturday or a Sunday, whichever one they choose. And on the other day, you just stagger all the Premiership games. Starting at 11, so you got 11, a 1, stagger them all, so you get to watch them all. How about that?
Then you get divorced.
How much fun would that be? Yeah, you get divorced. that'd be great, wouldn't it?
I know. Tell me, who are those? We play Liverpool away, United home, and then is it 3 Monday nights?
I can't think who it is.
So is there a home game on a Monday night?
West Brom.
Stoke away.
I think West Brom.
That's it. Stoke away, West Brom home, Chelsea away.
Is that though, all the Monday ones?
That's ridiculous. Yeah. It really is. It's not on.
We'd have won the league if that weren't the case.
Yep, that's what I'm going to say at the end of the season if it doesn't happen.
StubHub is Satan or it's absolutely fine. What do you reckon?
I think it's fine if people want to get tickets. I hate the thought of paying over the odds, and I think that's where it comes from.
Yeah, I think initially that's what was happening, but now you can't actually put your ticket on for extortionate amounts. I think the most you can put it on is like £100 or something, but then that's up to the individual. That's not up to that company. And I know someone said to me, oh, yeah, but you're encouraged to put it on for a much higher price because all the percentage and all that sort of stuff. Cole, do you know what? I never seen anyone go up to a ticket tower outside the ground and go, excuse me, what you're doing is immoral and you shouldn't be doing it. No, of course not. You know, so it's just it is what it is. And if you can't get to a game and you haven't got any mates like me, then it's a way to get rid of your ticket and get your money back. And you don't have to meet some bloke in a car park and hand over your season ticket.
Yeah.
Which I'm not doing. Only if people want me to. I'm not doing that. We talked about the kits, which we're pretty happy about. That's it.
Yes. Well, something a bit different, but a small bit of fun in there as well with some old names.
Yeah.
You know, some old memories there, definitely. So tell me this, Steve, Liverpool. Yeah. To round this off,
yeah,
Liverpool this weekend, this is massive.
It's quite simple, Cole.
My nerves are shattered about it.
You've got the two teams. If we turn up, we're winning.
Yeah, you know, that's what I think.
If we play like we've done for the majority of the season, the only game where we didn't really play that well is West Ham. But then again, I think West Ham were amazing that night. I've never seen West Ham, you know, three or four people constantly around the ball. Constantly hounding Spurs, and we didn't play well at all. Liverpool don't play that way. They might start off that way, don't they? Because I think they play the pressing game, but they definitely have faded in games. So if we can stick in there, you know, last 20 minutes, we're winning that game. Cole?
I say my nerves are shattered at the thought of it. I hate Liverpool away. I just think it's such a tough fixture, no matter what way Liverpool are playing. But my hope is they've got the Europa League the following week. There's talk, or maybe it's just paper talk, that he's going to rest a few guys. I know Firmino's only coming back.
Coutinho's only just come back from Brazil.
Yeah, you know, is he going to want to risk him? He's going to maybe want to try and keep them safe for the, because, you know, it's Dortmund. That's the big thing. You know, he's come back to his old team. He's going to want to put on a show.
Yeah.
You know, he's not going to want to slip up in this game. He wants to show what they're about. So I'm sort of hoping deep down, Sturridge as well. You know, he said that he's fully fit. I watched him the other night for England. Don't think he's flying yet. Mm. Don't think he'll want to risk him for too long. So I think if you keep Sturridge quiet, you know, Coutinho quiet, you know,
Benteke has looked awful. So you know what he's going to do, don't you?
Yeah, I know, that's the thing. He done it against us last year for Aston Villa.
Yeah.
So he did it White Hart Lane about this time of the year, but I don't think the guy will play. I don't think he'll start anyhow.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you look at their team and you look at ours, you know, you look at Sacco, you know, Sacco at the back with maybe Skirtle or whoever it is.
Mm.
You know, you look at Milner and Henderson against Dele Alli, Dembele, you know, Lamella, Eriksen, Dyer, you know. We've got such a superior team. We really do. And you're right. If we turn up and we play our game, we'll win. We'll win that game. But I just hope we do, because I would love to be sitting on Sunday waiting for that Leicester-Southampton game.
Yeah.
With the pressure on them, you know, it would be great. It would be lovely.
Yeah. With the prospect of... I don't know who Leicester have got next.
They're away to Sunderland.
Away to Sunderland. And then we're at home to United.
Mm-hmm. You know, both Sundays. Leicester play before us. They're the early kickoff on Sunday.
So we'll either go top by beating Man United,
mm-hmm.
or it'll be all over.
It'll be all over, yeah. So that's what I said at the start of the show. We have these next 2 weeks... Our two games are massive.
Yeah.
Absolutely massive. But don't rule out that mob down the road. Because I'm telling you, Steve.
They'll win everything.
I'm going to back them every week. I never back them. I'm going to put money on them every week.
Do you know, they're going to win every game. My contact there has said that the attitude of the players is just awful. The only guy that even cares is Jack Wilshere.
And he's in hospital.
Well, he's coming back, isn't he? He's just about to come back. This is what he said. He said, you know, for what he said, you know, we can't stand him, obviously, for obvious reasons. But he says he's the only one that cares. All the rest of them turn up for training, go as soon as they can. And for matches, they come in, you know, if they've got to be in at one, then they're in at, you know, 2 minutes to one. And then they get changed, get all their stuff and just go. You know, there's no team spirit, there's no camaraderie.
Yeah, well, let's hope that's true.
But then again, you know, we've heard this many times, haven't we? The Arsene, the Wenger out stuff goes on and on and on and on and on. And, you know, and then they go and win 10 on the bounce.
I know. That's the problem. But, look, we've just got to worry about ourselves. And,
yeah.
You know, nerves are shattered right. about it, but let's go for it.
It's the first season, Cole, where we can say that, isn't it? Because all the previous seasons we've said, we need someone to do us a favour. You know, we're 5 or 6 behind in terms of, you know, top six, you know, top four. You know, and now it, we're looking at, yes, we might be able to win the league, but being Spurs fans, we're not, you know, that's not the be all and end all.
Yeah.
You know, we if we can just consolidate the second position, you know, we'd be delighted. Absolutely.
Of course. The only frustrating thing will
No one's bumping into any Leicester fans, you know, over summer holidays, are they?
Yeah, that's not true.
Not a problem. All we'll bump into is Man United and Arsenal fans.
Yeah.
You know, not even any Chelsea fans, unless they're ten or something.
Yeah, I think the biggest annoyance will be, you know, possibly the 1 year that we do finish above them all. Who finishes above us?
Yeah.
Leicester City. The team at this time last year were fighting to stay in the league. It's unreal.
You'd have them above any other title, but maybe Man City, just because they were in the same sort of position as us for years. But actually not, because they were yo-yo, weren't they?
That's right. Without their money, Steve, they wouldn't be where they are.
Yeah.
You know, so that's it. But here, sorry, I'm just remembering a thing before we finish. Big shout out to Brian Dando. Good friend, you know, Mark Nelson, that would always send us good tweets and from over here in Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
His good friend, Bran, who went to the cup final with us last year, is 50. Just turned the big 5-0, Bran. Oh. So happy birthday, mate. And hope you've had a great weekend there. Sorry, I know it was last weekend, but didn't get the show out. So happy birthday to you, mate.
Cool. Shout outs for Spurs Canada Vancouver, Mark Nelson, Lorraine Bergstrom. She's going to come on the show because she sponsored me for the marathon. Marathon coming up, Cole, for me.
Oh, yes.
I'm wearing a big pink wig, pink socks.
Okay, you're doing that again. Oh,
so hilarity will ensue. No, yeah, myself on telly.
Don't be throwing anything at him. And getting the marathon as well.
Money giving Steve Robinson, if you want to sponsor me. Hello to the Spurs poet. You seen Davey lately?
Haven't seen him. Davey's down over the border now. He lives in Dublin. Doesn't even phone me anymore.
Oh my goodness.
Must be those Euros. It's all those Euros he's earning.
Really got in touch quite a lot. Sandeep Kumar.
Oh yes, I noticed that there. Yes,
he's like our number one fan.
Where is he in Dubai?
I don't know.
I think he is.
Don't know.
Yeah, he seems to send us a lot. Yeah, fair play. Thanks for doing that.
Dave Rafici, you know him?
Yeah. Know the name.
He knows I like heavy metal.
Yeah. He put your beers up for you.
John Brown. I'm just going through some of these names because we don't really do shout outs. Marcus Aurelius. He's your mate, isn't he?
Yeah. Marcus, good man.
Nick Henhington. Lily Whitehall.
Yeah.
Joshua. All right. Okay. Just reading some of these names out.
Yeah, fire them out there.
Pass the time. Don't forget.
I used to love hearing the name being called out.
What?
Do you remember back in the good old days with Kev and Andy and all?
Yeah.
And, you know, you used to always give shout-outs on the podcast, and it was always great hearing your name.
Yeah.
You know, it really was.
Jesse Sayens, he's the guy that supplied me with that list of questions, by the way.
Okay, brilliant. Super stuff.
That's Cartilage Free Captain Podcast, I think it's called.
Okay. Next time, Jesse, 20 questions will do, mate.
Gemma Stubbles.
Yes.
She's good.
Gemma must be about 18 now, is she?
I know. She had a season where she played elephant game with Sandro.
And
then gave Gareth Bale the Player of the Year award.
That's right, on the pitch, I know, that's right.
Yeah, lovely. Right, okay.
Yes, mate, well, look, you know, this Saturday, 5:30, I'll be shutting up the shop and shut up a wee bit early this week and fly up the road and sit and absolutely brick myself for 90 minutes.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, listen to our podcast on plus on 1.5. It's so much better.
So goes through quicker.
It's so much better. And the other thing is, what you can do is, if you've got a car which has got aux, plug in, get a wire which is like one end is you know, like you plug into your phone, and the other end is the same, and you plug that into your aux thing in your car, and you listen to the podcast in your car.
Yeah, brilliant. That's where I listen to them all.
We should be a computer podcast, giving technical tips.
Yeah, we'd be good at that. That's more your job, mate.
Oh, no, I know nothing. Right, okay, mate.
Yeah, come on, you Spurs, and let's, fingers crossed, we get these 3 points. Leicester slip up, and the following week we're going for the top of the league against Man United. Yeah. Can you imagine it?
Well, it'll be lovely. Yeah, I mean, you know, even if we, you know, we don't get the results, don't worry, keep your peckers up.
Yeah, and, definitely.
Let's keep going to the end.
No matter what, it won't be over. We'll still be there.
Keep going. All right, Cole.
Yes, mate. See you soon.
Nice one. Cheers. Ta-da.
Cheers.
Come on, you Spurs.